Thanksgiving travel could result in more U.S. hospitalizations by Christmas. First, we'll take a look at the numbers from the Odessa American. COVID-19 news by the numbers. Editor's note, Ector County COVID-19 numbers last updated Wednesday afternoon. Ector County total cases, both confirmed and probable, 8,873. Ector County negative, 32,153 out of 41,713 tested, with 687 pending, 139 deaths. Recovered, 7,106. Active, 1,628. Midland County, as of last Monday, 7,027 confirmed, 132 deaths. From the MISD dashboard, total confirmed cases, 697, cases in November, 367. And from the Texas Tribune, Texas reports over 8,500 people hospitalized for coronavirus during the holidays. Average new cases decreased by 1,600 cases compared with the seven-day average a week ago. On November 29th, 6,041 new cases were reported. Hospitalizations increased by 460 patients compared with a week ago. As of November 29th, 8,634 Texans are hospitalized for the coronavirus. Average new deaths decreased by 28 deaths compared with the seven-day average a week ago. On November 29th, 48 new deaths were reported. Now let's take a look at coronavirus briefs. An advisory panel to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is scheduled to meet Tuesday to weigh in on which groups of people should be eligible to receive the first doses of the coronavirus vaccine candidates that may win regulatory approval next month. Biotechnology company Moderna, one of the leaders in the race for a coronavirus vaccine, announced it would file Monday for a regulatory clearance for a vaccine that the company said was 94% effective at preventing illness in a 30,000-person clinical trial. The U.S. FDA plans to make a decision on Pfizer and BioNTech's coronavirus vaccine within a few weeks of a key meeting scheduled for December 10th. Meanwhile, Moderna intends to apply today to the FDA for authorization of its COVID-19 vaccine. The United States has reported nearly 13.4 million coronavirus cases and over 266,000 fatalities since February. Sunday marked the 27th consecutive day the U.S. reported more than 100,000 new COVID-19 cases. Americans' insistence on attending Thanksgiving celebrations could lead to a surge superimposed upon that surge that we're already in. Anthony S. Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, predicted on Sunday. Deborah Birx told CBS News' Face the Nation that anyone who traveled or attended large gatherings should assume they are infected and get tested. Wall Street is on pace for a record-breaking November driven by promising vaccine news, the formal start of the White House transition, and the selection of Janet Yellen to head the Treasury. England's month-long lockdown appears to be paying off. New coronavirus infections have fallen by about 30%, according to one influential study. Now here are some short articles. Where things stand in the race to distribute a coronavirus vaccine. Pharmaceutical company Moderna this morning announced it intends to apply today to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for authorization of its COVID-19 vaccine. That means there will be at least two vaccine candidates seeking FDA approval. Earlier this month, Pfizer and BioNTech submitted for emergency use authorization for their coronavirus candidate. Here's where things stand on the race to develop and distribute a coronavirus vaccine. When a vaccine could be approved, the FDA plans to make a decision about authorizing Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine within a few weeks of a key meeting scheduled for December 10th, an agency official said last week. Who might get a vaccine first? Advisors to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have called an emergency meeting for tomorrow to vote on who they recommend should be the first to get a coronavirus vaccine once one is authorized. The CDC has already recommended that the first group, designated as 1A, should include frontline health providers and support personnel. The 1A group likely should also include residents of nursing homes and other long-term care facilities who have been badly hit by the pandemic, the CDC has said. How many doses there could be? The federal government has said 40 million coronavirus vaccine doses could be available by the end of December. Dr. Larry Corey of the University of Washington, who is heading up coronavirus vaccine clinical trials in the U.S., has said if both Pfizer and Moderna get vaccines authorized, they could supply 50 million more doses in January and 60 million more doses in February and March. But remember, there are not going to be enough vaccines for everyone at first, so choices have to be made. The CDC estimates there are 21 million healthcare personnel, 87 million essential workers, 100 million adults with high-risk medical conditions, and 53 million others 65 and older. Moderna executive says distribution of company's vaccine will be typical, from CNN's Elizabeth Cohen. Distribution of Moderna's vaccine will be typical and require no special handling or storage, the company's chief medical officer told CNN Sunday. Moderna's vaccine must be shipped and stored at minus 20 degrees Celsius, or about the same temperature of a home freezer. Other vaccines, such as the one against chickenpox, also require shipping at that temperature. I don't think from a distribution standpoint that our vaccine poses any unique challenges, Dr. Tal Zaks said. Our vaccine does not require any unusual infrastructure. The company said it is applying for emergency use authorization from the FDA today. The agency is scheduled to meet with its advisory committee on December 17th to review the application. The federal government, which is contracted with McKesson, a medical distribution company, will handle the distribution of Moderna's vaccine, Zach said. We're working closely with Operation Warp Speed and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to prepare for that once, hopefully, we have the emergency use authorization, he said, adding that the distribution will involve both trucks and airplanes, he said. When people receive the Moderna vaccine, they'll be given instructions for how to report if they experience any side effects, Zach said. Patients will be given phone numbers for both the company and the FDA to make those reports so that Moderna can track any adverse reactions once the vaccine is on the market. In clinical trials, some study subjects did experience symptoms such as body aches and fatigue, but no serious side effects, according to the company. U.S. could be administering two coronavirus vaccines before Christmas, HHS Secretary says, from CNN's Andrea Diaz. Distribution of COVID-19 vaccines could begin within weeks, pending authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said. We could be seeing both of those vaccines out and getting into people's arms before Christmas, Azar said. An FDA advisory committee is scheduled to discuss Pfizer's COVID vaccine on December 10th. We could be looking at approval within days after that, Azar said during an interview with CBS This Morning on Monday. Pfizer applied to the FDA for emergency use authorization earlier this month, and Moderna said it would apply on Monday. The FDA committee is expected to consider Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine on December 17th. CVS and Walgreens are preparing to administer COVID-19 vaccines in long-term care facilities, from CNN's Naomi Thomas. CVS and Walgreens are preparing to be among the first to administer COVID-19 shots in the United States if the U.S. Food and Drug Administration authorizes emergency use of a vaccine. Those vaccinations would take place in long-term care facilities, not in retail stores. In October, the Trump administration announced agreements with CVS and Walgreens to give vaccinations to residents of long-term care facilities nationwide. Advisors to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have called an emergency meeting tomorrow to vote, in part on whether to recommend that residents in those facilities be among the first people in the U.S. to get a coronavirus vaccine. CVS anticipates providing shots in long-term care facilities in mid-December. We'll be ready to administer COVID-19 vaccines in long-term care facilities in mid-December based on anticipated emergency use authorization for one or more vaccine candidates, said T.J. Crawford, a CVS spokesperson. Walgreens expects to begin administering shots in long-term care facilities within days of receiving doses. We are committed to administering vaccines to long-term care facilities as soon as we receive doses. We believe we can be in some long-term care facilities within a few days of when we receive the first vaccine doses, a Walgreens corporate spokesperson told CNN Monday. Novavax enrolls UK Phase 3 trial, expects U.S.-Mexico trial to launch in coming weeks, from CNN's Jamie Gumbrecht. Vaccine maker Novavax has completed enrollment of the Phase 3 trial for its COVID-19 vaccine in the UK, and a large-scale clinical trial in the United States and Mexico will begin in the coming weeks, the company announced Monday. The UK trial enrolled 15,000 participants and will determine the efficacy and safety of Novavax's experimental vaccine called NVX-COV-2373. Interim results from that Phase 3 trial are expected as soon as early first quarter 2021, depending on how fast COVID-19 is spreading in the region, the company said. Novavax also announced it has fully enrolled its Phase 2B vaccine trial in South Africa, with more than 4,400 participants. Among its trials, more than 20,000 participants have been dosed to date. The Phase 3 clinical trial in the United States and Mexico will begin in the coming weeks, later than it had previously suggested. The vaccine maker said earlier in November that this trial would likely begin by the end of the month. It would be the fifth coronavirus vaccine to enter late-stage clinical trials in the United States. The Maryland-based company was awarded $1.6 billion from the federal government's Operation Warp Speed to fund its Phase 3 trial in the U.S. and Mexico and to scale up manufacturing. Novavax's vaccine is made by growing synthetic versions of the coronavirus spike protein in armyworm moth cells. The vaccine combines these particles with the company's adjuvant, a plant-based compound that helps boost the immune response to the vaccine. How Thanksgiving travel could result in more U.S. hospitalizations by Christmas, from CNN's Holly Yan and Madeline Holcomb. Sunday was expected to be the busiest U.S. domestic air travel day of the entire pandemic, even though the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended that Americans not travel for Thanksgiving. Roughly 6 million travelers passed through security at U.S. airports after the CDC's travel warning in the week leading up to Thanksgiving. But it will be weeks before anyone knows how much of a role Thanksgiving gatherings and travel play in new hospitalizations and deaths. When you look at people who are hospitalized today, they were infected 2 weeks ago, maybe more, said Dr. Jonathan Rayner, a professor of medicine at George Washington University. And then it takes usually another week for folks to succumb to the illness. So infections picked up on Thanksgiving are going to show up in 3 weeks and are going to show up in deaths over Christmas and New Year's and are going to spread in every state, Rainey said. Statistics reported in the days after the holiday might show a relative dip in COVID-19 cases, followed by a surge due to a lag in government agencies reporting over the long weekend. And given COVID-19's lengthy incubation time and how long it takes an infected person to test positive, cases related to Thanksgiving are unlikely to show in public data until the first full week of December at the earliest. And that puts a wrap on our coronavirus update for this Monday, November 30th, from the Recording Library of West Texas. I'm Michael, and coming up, first, you're going to be hearing Christmas music for the rest of the next few weeks up until Christmas. After our coronavirus update, we're going to be bringing you the music of the season, followed at 2 o'clock by national news from USA Today. And then at 3 o'clock today, our local news broadcast. Here's some of the articles that our volunteers are reading today. From the Midland Reporter-Telegram, oil prices hit 8-month high, close to $45.53. Nation's rig count is up by 10. Federal Reserve says global oil poised for rebound. Producers expect shale growth to be very, very light. And a commentary, action is needed. It's past time for city leaders to pass COVID measures. And from the Odessa American, teamwork helps increase OC enrollment. School district gets deep cleaning. Mayor claims tax issue is mix-up. Starbright Village opens this week. And Christmas needs a rescue this year. Those articles and more will be appearing on our local news broadcast beginning at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And then, of course, at 6, we'll bring you more national and international news with a focus on business with the Wall Street Journal. That'll be coming up at 6. As always, thank you very much for joining us. We hope that you've had a great Thanksgiving weekend. Be well and have a great day.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland, Odessa area. It's 45 and clear. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 30s. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 40s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
You'll go down in history.
can't believe I've missed each and every face. Come on and play uneasy. Let's turn on every love light in the place. It's time I found myself totally surrounded in your circles. Oh, oh my friends, please celebrate me home. Give me a number, please celebrate me home. Play me one more song that I'll always remember. I can recall whenever I find myself too all alone. I can sing. Traveling where the western winds can fly. Somebody tried to tell me, but the man forgot to tell me why. I gotta count on being gone. Come on, bro. Come on, let it be.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you. The holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming round. The Christmas snow is white on the ground. When old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down.
When he's coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. It's the holiday season.
The holiday season.
So a hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock. Don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back.
Yeah!
And lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on a Christmas tree. It's the holiday season.
The holiday season.
So hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock. Don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney down. Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Of a white Christmas, the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that sad on his way, he's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really knew how to fly. And so I'm offering the simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Holiday. Everyone dancing merrily. Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, USA Today, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 3.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area.
It's 47 and clear. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 30s. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 40s.
From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.